I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, August 8th. No injuries in a one-car rollover crash in North Quincy early this morning. Police say a vehicle flipped over on Hancock Street near the Cathay Pacific restaurant at about 5 a.m. All of the occupants of the vehicle escaped safely after the crash on the northbound side of the road. However, the street was closed while the accident scene was cleared. In Wollaston yesterday, police spent several hours investigating a pedestrian accident on Hancock Street. One person suffered non-life-threatening injuries near Supreme Liquors. Both incidents are now under investigation. The City of Quincy has been approved for a low-interest loan to continue making improvements to the city's water and sewer system. The Massachusetts Clean Water Trust approved a $7.1 million loan at 1.5% interest as the city continues upgrading water and sewer pipes across the city. The trust, in collaboration with the State Department of Environmental Protection, helps communities build or replace water infrastructure that ensures the safety of drinking water and protects public health. Quincy's loan was part of a $60 million package of low-interest loans and grants awarded to several Massachusetts communities this week. A former Boston police officer from Milton, who conspired with other officers in a long-running overtime fraud scheme, has been ordered to pay back the roughly $36,000 that she embezzled. In addition to restitution, 62-year-old Diana Lopez can expect to spend 6 months in prison, followed by 2 years supervised release. The Milton woman was also ordered to pay a $5,000 fine after pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit theft and embezzlement. Prosecutors accused Lopez of submitting false and fraudulent overtime slips for hours she did not work at the Boston Police Department's evidence warehouse. She ultimately collected about $36,028 for overtime hours she did not work. A Boston police officer since 1985, Lopez is among more than a dozen Boston officers who've been charged in connection with overtime fraud at the evidence warehouse. She is the 8th officer to be sentenced. In court documents, prosecutors said Lopez and the other officers assigned to the warehouse submitted thousands of false and fraudulent overtime slips and collected almost $387,000 in undue overtime pay over a 4-year time span. A Plymouth woman has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Boston for submitting fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program loan applications on behalf of herself and her father, fraud and money laundering. Catherine Reynolds, 65 years old, was indicted on 2 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of money laundering. Reynolds would be arraigned in federal court. She was charged by criminal complaint. According to the charging documents, Reynolds submitted 2 fraudulent loan applications seeking loans for herself and her father pursuant to the Paycheck Protection Program. The loan application falsely claimed that Reynolds and her then 86-year-old father earned over $100,000 per year providing massage services in their home. The applications also included fraudulent tax forms that were not filed with the IRS. In addition, in June of 2021, Reynolds withdrew $20,000 in cash from the account into which the loans were paid. The charge of wire fraud provides a sentence of up to 20 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. Money laundering provides for a sentence of up to 10 years and a $250,000 fine. A gunfire, salute, and then, with the flick of a switch, Scituate Light is back on. Taken down 2 years ago after corrosion threatened to topple it, the historic beacon was completely renovated so that now, from its white base to its copper-cladded lights, it glimmers once again. More than 30 winding stairs lead to a ladder revealing an unsurpassed view of the Atlantic Ocean. Hundreds of people showed up yesterday for the rededication ceremony. In 1930, during the Depression, they rebuilt the Lantern Room and did the whole lighthouse over. Lighthouse is now open to the public on certain dates, but you can walk by anytime and take in the view. And best of all, it's now lit up at night once again. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 234 points. The NASDAQ lost 171. The S&P dropped 40. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at $75 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose to the Royals in Kansas City 8-4, and they're back home tomorrow night at 7 for a series with the Houston Astros. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy, high of 74 degrees. For tonight, increasing cloudiness and a low of 63. Tomorrow, showers off and on throughout the day today, warmer and more humid, a high of 82. Saturday, we'll see some morning showers, some afternoon clearing, warm and humid, high 85. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 83. The boater today waves about a foot, an east wind at 5 to 10 knots, the high tide at 2:52 p.m. Sunrise 5:44, sets at 7:53. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, August 8th.